What's up, guys, and welcome to the podcast. This episode is about delayed onset muscle soreness, or DOMS, and what we can do about it. Delayed onset muscle soreness, or DOMS, is the medical term given to intense soreness, discomfort, pain, and tenderness associated with post-exercise muscle pain. Latest research indicates that this pain is associated with microscopic muscle trauma. Studies indicate a number of different modalities are shown to be effective at reducing the symptoms of DOMS. Here are my tips to avoid, if possible, and deal with post-exercise soreness. Little background first. DOMS is typically characterized by muscle pain at 24 to 72 hours following intense exercise. Additionally, decreased range of motion, increased tenderness, pain, and swelling can also be associated with the condition. DOMS is typically associated with eccentric exercise, that is, exercises that involve weighted lengthening of the muscle. Think lowering a barbell during a bench press or lowering a dumbbell during a bicep curl. So here are my tips dominating DOMS. Number one, avoid overuse. While this may sound like a no-brainer, athletes such as CrossFitters, weightlifters, and runners are prone to overuse injuries, and DOMS can be an early sign of a potential injury. If you are feeling particularly beat up following an intense training session, avoid using that muscle group in subsequent days of training. For runners, try cross-training. For weightlifters, train an alternative muscle group. For CrossFitters, try a slower cardio-based workout. Tip number two, treat yourself. With our busy lives, most of us are guilty of not stretching or mobilizing post-exercise. Following a particularly intense workout with foam rolling, light cardio, and light stretching will help offset intense training. Additionally, if you have access to vibrational fit therapy, ice and NSAIDs can also be effective. Deep tissue massage. Prolonged static stretching should be avoided, as those have been shown to exacerbate the symptoms associated with DOMS. Tip number three, evaluate your training. While intense training sessions are necessary for growth and development of the muscles, especially in sport-specific training, overtraining can lead to injuries and poor performance. My best advice for training programs is that it is varied in types of exercise, intensity, and duration. To avoid DOMS and injury, avoid training muscle groups more than twice a week, and avoid training within the same domain more than twice per week. Time domains, in my opinion, reflect desired intensity and output. Shorter workouts should require more intensity, while longer workouts should be at a more tolerable intensity. Additionally, having a goal with each training session will help keep things in perspective. Delayed onset muscle soreness is a part of training. Knowing how to deal with it can be a game changer. Recovery is the most important part of training, in my professional opinion. At the elite level, everyone is putting the work in. It is who recovers the best and stays the healthiest that comes out on top. Avoiding long-term and nagging prolonged injuries can help keep you performing your best.